I mean, I think that testing is fundamental to mitigating outbreak and spread, because we have to know who has COVID-19, right? And then you can actually follow with, you know, isolating and you know, moving these people from the general prison population. So one thing off the bat we actually discuss in our report is that when prisons in other states started actually testing widespread tests and also, you know, antibody tests that they were implementing, that has been really useful tool to figure out where we are and actually come up with interventions to deal with it. So I think testing is one big issue that we can actually, you know, make it better now that we, you know, as a whole state have a better testing capacity.
Do we have any idea why so few COVID-19 tests have been conducted inside state prisons, especially now when the general population of Illinois seems to have fairly easy access to testing?
We kind of are trying to look inside of what's a difficult problem from the outside. The key is to get as many tests as we can in place to move outside of just testing people who are symptomatic to people who are asymptomatic. We'll get at something closer to a truer rate of what the actual, you know, concern inside of the population inside the prison is. But we also recognize in the report that there's scarcity. And it's incredible to think about how far we've come from the beginning of COVID-19, the beginning of outbreaks and congregate care, to being armed with, you know, some tests to be able to tamp down outbreaks as they're happening. You can see East Moline is in the middle of an outbreak, and lots of our resources need to be thrown that way, obviously.
I'm wondering, how can the spread of the virus within jails and prisons affect an outside community?
Prisons are not isolated from surrounding communities. Inmates coming out of prison all the time, and also staff coming in every day to serve the prison population. So I think there is this very porous relationship between the Illinois Department of Corrections and then the surrounding communities. It's both spilling over outbreak inside going out to the community, but also, you know, surrounding communities, you know, infection and how well those are contained also affect what would happen inside prisons.
I think we have a tremendous amount that we can learn from them. You know, one of the things that we note in the report in Cook County Jail is how many people have recovered. I think one of the things that we have to be sure to do is distill from people's experiences as they're happening, what they are doing that can be constructive for all of us. So I think we have a vested interest in understanding what's happening with the prison population, with understanding what's happening with the prison staff, right? Because that porous border that Sage talked about, that's people going in and out of the jail. That's the staff.